Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.3, Key Components of Business Intelligence. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation Understanding Business Intelligence in the Business Intelligence for Application Development course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics including an overview of data sources, an introduction to data warehousing, and the basics of data analytics. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and describe the key components that make up a business intelligence, BI, system, which will enhance your understanding of how these elements work together to support decision-making in your organization. Main content overview of data sources. Data sources are the foundational elements of any business intelligence system. They provide the raw information that organizations need to make informed decisions. Data can come from various sources, including internal databases, external databases, and even real-time data feeds. Internal databases may include customer relationship management, CRM, systems, financial databases, and operational systems, which collect data from sales, marketing, and finance. For example, a retail company might gather data from its point-of-sale systems, tracking customer purchases, inventory levels, and sales trends. This internal data is critical as it reflects the actual performance of the business. External data sources can include market research reports, social media platforms, and public databases. These sources provide valuable context and additional insights, which can help businesses understand market trends and consumer behavior. For instance, a company might analyze social media sentiment to gauge public opinion about its products or services, allowing them to adjust marketing strategies accordingly. Understanding the types of data sources available is crucial, as they influence the data quality and variety that will ultimately feed into a BI system. The integration of diverse data sources enhances the depth of analysis and the richness of insights that organizations can derive. Introduction to data warehousing. Once data is sourced, it needs to be stored in a way that facilitates effective analysis. This is where data warehousing comes into play. A data warehouse is a centralized repository that integrates data from different sources, allowing for efficient querying and analysis. Data warehousing involves several key processes, including data extraction, transformation, and loading, ETL. During the extraction phase, data is pulled from various sources. Next, the transformation phase cleans and organizes the data to ensure consistency and accuracy. Finally, the loading phase stores this refined data into the warehouse itself. For example, a health and wellness company may use a data warehouse to consolidate customer information from different channels, such as online purchases, in-store visits, and customer feedback surveys. This consolidated view enables them to analyze customer trends and preferences more effectively, allowing for targeted marketing efforts and improved customer service. Additionally, data warehousing supports historical data analysis, allowing organizations to track changes over time. This capability can be invaluable for businesses looking to identify long-term trends and make strategic decisions based on historical performance. By having access to a comprehensive historical dataset, companies can perform trend analyses that inform future strategies. Basics of data analytics. With the data securely stored in a data warehouse, the next step is data analytics. Data analytics refers to the process of examining, cleaning, and modeling data to discover useful information that supports decision-making. There are various types of data analytics, including descriptive, diagnostic, predictive, and prescriptive analytics. Descriptive analytics focuses on summarizing historical data to understand trends and patterns. For instance, a company might analyze sales data from the past year to identify peak sales periods and understand customer behavior during those times. Diagnostic analytics goes a step further by exploring the reasons behind trends. For example, if sales dropped during a specific quarter, diagnostic analytics would help identify factors such as seasonal changes or marketing campaign effectiveness, providing insight into areas for improvement. Predictive analytics uses historical data to forecast future outcomes. For instance, a subscription-based service can predict customer churn by analyzing usage patterns and engagement levels, enabling proactive retention strategies. Prescriptive analytics offers recommendations based on data analysis. For example, a marketing team might receive suggestions on the best time to launch a campaign based on previous marketing performance, thus optimizing marketing efforts and resource allocation. Understanding these types of analytics can empower businesses to leverage data effectively, turning insights into actionable strategies. Each type of analytics serves a distinct purpose and can be utilized at different stages of the decision-making process. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the key components of business intelligence, focusing on data sources, data warehousing, and data analytics. Understanding these components is essential for anyone involved in application development and decision-making processes within an organization. By recognizing how data sources feed into a data warehouse, and how analytics can transform raw data into actionable insights, you are now better equipped to engage with BI systems effectively. As we move forward in this course, we will delve deeper into how to apply these concepts practically in application development. Reflection questions: how can identifying different data sources improve your organization's decision-making process? In what ways can data warehousing enhance the quality of insights derived from your data? Which type of data analytics do you believe would be most beneficial for your organization, and why?